The volunteers and staff at Meals on Wheels in Tacoma Park, Maryland, feed two meals a day to between 30 to 40 homebound senior citizens and disabled clients. Many of the volunteers are seniors themselves. They use their own cars and pay for the gasoline to make deliveries.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joan DeBrule is a Meals on Wheels client. She looks forward to her favorites.
Always Italian, and I love the desserts.
She depends on Meals on Wheels.
If I didn't have the Meals on Wheels, I have a problem with my knee, and I can't stand for long hours cooking. And I don't know, I may be institutionalized. I don't know what would happen to me.
Catherine Yowell feels the same way.
I enjoy the volunteers very much, and the thoughtfulness of the manager. They do nice little things for our special holidays and everything.
There are Meals on Wheels groups across the country. Most are public-private partnerships. Ellie Hollander heads the Meals on Wheels Association.
The majority of our programs are reliant in some fashion on federal funding. So the impact of a reduction of 5.1% to those programs that are receiving funding through the Older Americans Act translates to $41 million nationwide in terms of a reduction, and that's significant.
Hollander says this could mean as many as 19 million meals for seniors might be reduced or eliminated. For some, she says, that would cut their lifeline to the outside world.
One of the most important things about providing meals is that they're nutritious and that they also are that social connection, which is so important to people's independence and basically their empowerment and how they feel about themselves.
President Obama has called on Congress to act to avert the spending cuts, warning they will hurt the most vulnerable. Republican leaders are blaming the president for not doing enough to stop the cuts. Joan DeBrule says some seniors feel powerless at the hands of Congress.
We're at the mercy of them, and they're not in our shoes. They're up there. They have a job, which the Americans are paying for.
Back at the Meals on Wheels kitchen, everyone is hoping the president and Congress will find a way to replace the automatic spending cuts with more targeted measures. Cindy Sain, VOA News.